The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSridim, on August 3rd, 2022, entitled How to Make Kinos Real. Over these past two summers, I've been developing a method of utilizing kinos for their intended purpose, namely, facilitating Avelus and National Teshuvah on Tisha B'Av. The most recent component of this method is EFT, Episodic Future Thinking. For a full exposition of this approach, see the article I wrote entitled The Role of Episodic Memory in the 3 Weeks and Tisha B'Av, and the articles linked therein. I'd like to provide two examples of what this looks like in action. The first is my own and is based solely on imagination. The second is from my brother and is based on imagination rooted in real-world experience. I'm currently learning Kina number 28, Eich Enachem, How Can I Be Consoled? The sixth stanza reads, quote, Nebuchadnezzar slaughtered throngs of those anointed with sacred oil, young budding Kohanim, 80,000, how can I be consoled? End quote. It would be very easy to read this, intellectually grasp what it's saying, then move on. Instead, I asked myself, what would I think and feel if all the Kohanim I know were killed? I went further than that. I did an EFT journaling exercise set 5 years into the future in which all the Kohanim in Israel are rounded up and murdered. I came up with a fictional geopolitical scenario in which this outcome was plausible, then journaled as if the event had just happened. I named specific Kohanim, friends, chavrusas, students, and wrote about my grief and disbelief that this type of thing could transpire in the modern era. I wrote the religious doubts and questions that were prompted by the occurrence of such a tragedy. True, this scenario hasn't happened, but it could happen. 5 years might not sound like a long time, but Auschwitz opened less than 5 years after the Nuremberg laws were passed. The notion of Kohanim specifically being targeted sounds ridiculous, but history is rife with examples of specific classes of people being treated as symbols of evil and corruption and marked for extermination. The scenario might sound far-fetched, but it's not impossible. If this exercise sounds unpleasant, it was. That was the point, to induce trauma through imagination and knowledge as a catalyst for teshuvah. Now, when I read that stanza on Tisha B'Av, it won't just be words, it will evoke trauma. Now for an even more extreme example. My brother Johnny is a world traveler and a student of history. Last summer, he took a trip to 5 countries with the objective of studying 3 genocides, first Rwanda, then Armenia and Turkey, and then Germany and Poland. This was the first time he had visited any concentration camps. Even though none of our immediate family was murdered by the Nazis, it was a deeply emotional experience for him. But the most unexpected part came at the end. Within the span of a little more than a day, he went from Maidanic straight to a wedding. During that wedding, in the midst of the joyous singing and dancing, he was seized by a PTSD-like experience of trauma. And this is a quote from his account. He wrote, quote, "During the first dance after the ceremony, I kept picturing everyone dead. It was involuntary, and I was not expecting it when it came. After the pictures I had seen and the stories I had heard in the last week of whole communities being wiped out, it was hard not to picture what that would mean if it were my own community. These were not faceless crowds. They were real people expressing themselves, friends celebrating, happy people, laughing people. I imagined my friends as those emaciated prisoners in stripes or in the piles of open-eyed corpses. I ended up having to leave for a minute and to take some time alone." For most, end quote. For most of our history, we would not need to artificially induce this type of trauma by visiting historical sites or engaging in exercises of imagination. We would read the horrific passages in the kinos and identify them as things that could happen to us or that are happening to us. To an extent, this is true for Jews who have family that were murdered in the Holocaust. The threat is fresh enough to make the world of the kinos real. But for those like myself, who grew up in a world of relative peace and freedom from the anti-Semitism that characterized most of Jewish history, it is necessary for us to utilize our intellects and imaginations to evoke the feelings that the authors of the kinos embedded in their poetry. If we are not naturally moved by the liturgy, then it is our responsibility to simulate the type of trauma response which will lead us to engage in national teshuvah.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.